The latest movies, straight from the cinema to your TV.
Fresh from the Banner County at the weekend.
Uh-huh.
It is Shelley, a different Shelley to the one we had in earlier.
Yeah, sorry, and uh-huh the telly is not the sound you make when you talk about the Banner County. Like, you know, if you were still Jenny from the Bronx riding the 6th train or whatever she rode, then maybe.
Okay, let me try that again. How are you, lads?
There you go.
How is that? Was that better?
Yeah. Far better. Yeah.
So how was Claire at the weekend?
Claire was as beautiful as it always is. No, it wasn't. It was rained. It was like a disgusting weather. It was a horrible drive yesterday, but it was nice to be home for a weekend. Yeah. That was lovely.
Got some washing done by the mammy, bit of cake, bit of dinner.
I did get cake. I did not get washing done by the mammy, but I'm trying so hard to be good for January. And I've been so well behaved. And then I went home and it was like, we'll all go out for dinner Saturday night. Oh, there's cake. There's a tin of Quality Street open. I'm like, I managed to avoid them for all of December.
You can't go
Why
home and get away from that.
Why would you just put them in front of me? Yeah.
Well, look, we've
so lots, a lot of food.
We've lots of telly as well as food to get through.
We do. And what actually a lot of it is food focused this week. Okay. So there's a lot of the, you know, how to lose weight programs obviously on for January because everybody does tune into them. But a lot of them kind of starting this week or specials on this week as well. So tonight on Channel 4 at 8 o'clock is how to lose weight well, which is kind of hard to say. So Stacey Stewart is the cook, the host of this one, and they have Rebecca and Alicia, who have a 2-week deadline for a family holiday. I'm like, 2 weeks? Can it be done? Okay, I am watching this one.
That's already flying in the face of the name of the program, because if you're trying to lose weight in 2 weeks for a thing, that's not how to lose weight well.
Well, maybe the experts have a new solution we don't
okay,
know about,
right.
And then Gary and Connor want to lose weight ahead of a graduation in 6 weeks, and there's two other ladies who want, they have a month before a work reunion. All of these time periods are ones I can work with, so I have high hopes for Channel 4 tonight. Yeah. I'm like, I can do 2 weeks.
What
great
time is that?
That is Channel 4, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Right. RTE1 at 9:35 then is One Day, How Ireland Eats. So this is a documentary and it's like the eating habits of the nation. So less of a lose weight one, but like what we're eating.
Yeah,
and
eating.
That has changed a lot, certainly over the last couple of years. So that should be quite an interesting one. But if you're like, no, screw it, diet's gone, whatever. The SAG Awards were on last night. So are going to be on, they're going to be screened on RT2 tonight from 9:30. Kristen Bell was hosting. Love her. If you're not watching The Good Place, you absolutely should be.
All right.
It is brilliant, super super funny, from the guys behind like Parks and Rec and that.
Oh wow.
It's on Netflix, you know, it's not a Netflix series, but it's one of those ones where it airs and they have it the following Friday.
Okay,
which is
that's
great.
Good, yeah.
Super.
So these were the Screen Actor Guild Awards.
Exactly. So it's where the actors all pat each other on the backs and they're all like, you're all brilliant. But these are considered really good predictors for the Oscars as
which
well.
Which is bad news for Saoirse Ronan, because Frances McDormand beat her. Now it was the Irish director Martin McDonagh, his movie, which is great, but
and McDormand is superb in
she
that
did,
movie.
She did say in her speech, I heard it on Paula's show this morning, she did say that there's lots of young actors, I think referencing Saoirse, who need doorstops, as she put them, which is obviously what she does with her awards. But it was really nice of her to kind of just say, look, like, you know, thanks and all, but like, there's loads of great other actors.
I think she's cool. I think she's the kind of woman you'd love to go for a pint with. I'd say she great crack. Like, I'd say you get some stories. So that one's on tonight. And then, like, it is awards season. The not quite as prestigious, but the National Television Awards, you know, the UK ones are on. Now, you'd have to have ITV access because it's, if you, and some people still do, from 7:30, they're being screened. Tomorrow evening, but what's actually worth watching is this morning with Phil and Holly the next morning.
Oh, that's right,
because they notoriously go out that night and basically roll into the studio the following morning, and it is just a comedy of errors. It is so funny. Turned out like last year that they'd gone to Aunt Dec's house afterwards and played Pie Face.
Yes,
so there's like still like cream in their ears, you know, going to do the show. So yeah, they'll definitely be probably carrying home a couple of awards. But it's a lot of fun. Black Lightning lands on Netflix from tomorrow.
What's that?
So that is it's a DC comic book. So for the movies, Marvel is, you know, streets ahead. But for the TV shows, actually, the DC stuff does so well. And the CW network in the States has had a few massive successes with those. So they're the guys who brought Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, all of those. So Black Lightning is the latest one to land. It broke records for the CW, who have all of those shows.
Wow.
And they're doing the same thing where it lands week by week on Netflix as well.
Okay,
so they're
great.
Like bringing it really quickly. Earlier reviews are fantastic for this. Really, really good. And say it's kind of more set in, like, it deals with more, like, he's still a superhero, but it deals with kind of, you know, racism and like inner city issues.
Yeah.
And it's a bit more grounded in reality in as much as a superhero.
I did
show
see a clip where it was two girls walked up to him and another girl and it went, hey, someone, what's your name? He goes, Black Lightning. And then they went, oh, my daddy's name is Black Lightning. Wait, my daddy's name is Black Lightning. And he goes, a lot of people have the name Black Lightning. He just walked away. So it does look kind of funny as well.
Yeah, yeah. So really hopeful for that one. So that's on Netflix from tomorrow. And then Britannia, we talked about last week, Thursday night, that continues on Sky Atlantic from 9 o'clock.
Dermot, you watched the first one, didn't you?
You did.
I did, yeah. I watched it there just before the weekend. I enjoyed it. It's I need to see more episodes, see where it's going to go. But it has potential. And if you're into druids, a little bit of magic, sword fighting, that kind of stuff, you'll enjoy it. It's no Game of Thrones, but it's certainly entertaining.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a tough comparison for anything, because you're like, it's not Game of Thrones. What is? But if, yeah, you've kind of time to catch up on that one as well and kind of get in on the bandwagon from the start. And Derry Girls continues, Channel 4, 10 o'clock. Loads of people saying last week as well that they only started watching from last week, and it's just jump in. It is really good. Yeah. So yeah. Channel 4, 10 o'clock Thursday.
We had Saoirse Monica Jackson, the star of the show. And if you are a Derry Girls fan, maybe you've just discovered it, go to the website, listen back to our interview with her. She's great crack. Dermot and Dave page at todayfm.com.
She doesn't pronounce it like inertia.
Thanks very much. We will talk to you on Friday.
Talk to you then.
Good luck.
Thanks, Shelley.
There goes Shelley with the telly. She really gave it welly.
Oh yeah.
On Today FM.
With Sky Store, the latest movies straight from the cinema to your TV.